morning. Glad to see those out this morning, as able to make it out for us this morning as usual. You know, the message I have, hopefully this message to help you with your walk with Christ. Kind of what I'm going to talk about today is the road to heaven. Kind of, you know, you go to many churches, they believe that there's many ways to get to heaven without Jesus. But Jesus tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can get unto my Father but by me. Now, we would think that would be enough that, you know, he tell us we can't get there without him. But then, you know, there's those that still believe that we can't do it. But we also must know that we are warned in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And in 1 John 4:1 tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. So he's telling us, even though he told us he's the way, we also tell us we need to be warned about those out there that try to distract us, that tries to, you know, manipulate his words, try to add to his word or take away from his word to get us distracted to believe Jesus is not the way. So we also have to be warned. We also have to read. We also have to test what they're telling us. You know, if they say something like what I'm saying today, go ahead and read on it, study on it, make sure what I am putting out there is not what Brian says, but what God has said. You know, test the spirit. Don't just believe everything we say when we get up here. We have good intentions, but we could say the wrong thing. So test it. Make sure what we're saying. Today we'll talk about some things that can keep us from entering heaven. In Matthew 7:13-14 it says, enter ye into the straight gates, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and a few there may find it. You know, that's what I was talking about. You know, when we start talking about Broadway and Jesus is not the way, we start getting distracted. And the devil loves when we get distracted. Because once we get distracted, we started looking at these other things. We start, you know, causing confusion. And he loves to cause confusion, because confusion gets us from keeping our eye off the prize. And that's that Broadway. But if we keep our focus on God and keep our focus on him, we know Jesus is the way. And that's the straight way. We need to keep our eye focused on him. And that's why we say have him in every part of your life, every decision, every facet of your life. Have God in it, because he's not going to lead us wrong if we have him in that part of our life. Now, what will keep us off that straight path? Sin will. Sin is what will keep us off that straight path. And what is sin? In 1 John 3:4, whoever committed sin transgress also the law. And the sin for sin is the transgression of the law. So we're going to talk a little bit about some things that can keep us from God. Like honoring our mother and honoring our father and mother. In Matthew 15:4, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother. He that curses his father or mother, let him die the devil. So it's also how we show respect to our mother and father. And it can't typically, I think this also could mean just in general, like our elders or someone that's in a authority of us. So, you know, we just have to show that respect towards them. And it says in Matthew 5:33-37, again, ye have heard that it has been said by them in old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than this come of evil. So he's saying, don't swear by anything. We don't have any right to swear by on his name, by the earth, by anything. So don't swear on anything. And this is a hard one right here sometimes. Love thy neighbor. In Matthew 22-39, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love thy neighbor God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And sometimes, and it's not talking about your next door neighbor or your neighbor right down the road. It's just talking about in general. We should love each other. Regardless of what was going on, regardless if, you know, you don't like something they do or they don't like something you do, you should love your neighbor. You should love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I don't think many of us hate ourselves, do we? So we should show that love. In Mark 7:21-23, it says, for within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, fullness, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And this is one of the ones that gets us all the time, because these are things of the world. Things of the world is the thing that gets us our focus off of God. Gets our focus off of Jesus. It's those things of the world. And now we look at it and we'll say, I guess you can kind of look at it when you're talking about the straight and broad path, is sometimes, you know, we can see right there what's in front of us and we know what we should do because he tells us what we should do, but we start looking at all these distractions and things that's going on around us and we get so much caught up in the I want this, I want that, or I dislike this person, or this or this. We get so caught up in that instead of focusing on what we need to do, which is love, forgiveness, and, you know, the mercy and grace that was showed upon us. We don't keep our focus on those things. We keep our focus more on the hate or the envy part of it. And I think that's what get us distracted and get us off of that road to heaven. And we need to get back to being focused on what we need to be focused on. Now, God knows we all sin. He says this in Romans 3:25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, we all have flaws. Those temptations that we believe no one else has to deal with, just us. But that's not true. We all deal with them. And we all have flaws. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it tells us, there has no temptation taken you but such as is coming to be man, to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. But with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. See, temptation, he's not saying temptation is not going to come. But he's saying it's not more than what you can bear. It's not something that you can handle. He makes a way for us. And that way is Jesus. Because I say, we keep him in our lives, and we keep our mind on him all the time. When those temptations come, we think of the teachings that Jesus gave to us. And we'll be able to get through those temptations because we know he's there with us. He's here to guide us. And we keep our faith in him, we can get through that. So what do we do to get ourselves back on track, back on the straight path? In John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. You know, it's just like sometimes as parents when, you know our kid and done wrong. And we go to them, we ask that question. We already know the answer, but we just want to hear them say it. We just want to hear them tell us. And that's how God is with us. He knows what we done was wrong, but he wants us to come to him and ask for that forgiveness. He knows. He knows everything we do. So we're not hiding anything from him. But he just wants us to come to him. Because that shows truth that we are really remorseful for what we've done when we come to him. God doesn't have to do it. God doesn't want us to have to do it alone. In James 5:16, he says, therefore, confess your sins to one another that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has greater power as it works. See, God wants us to depend on each other. He wants us to be there to uplift each other. When one of us fall, it should be another one there to help us get up. It shouldn't be a shameful thing. Because Because we all fall short of the glory of God. We're not perfect. So when we see someone come up, that is a blessing. And we should all take courage like that person. Because we all have it. We all fall short. We should all be able to depend on each other. It shouldn't be an embarrassment. It should show strength that we know we got a problem within ourselves and we need God's help to fix it. And we need to lean on each other to help each other to get there. Sometimes it may take us a while to get back on track. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but patient towards you, not wishing that you should perish, but that all shall have reached repentance. See, God is, he wants us all to get there. So whenever, you know, you're thinking that God has just left you out there and he's not there with you, he's there with you. He's always with you. Just waiting on you to just say, Lord, just take me. I'm giving it over to you. And he'll be right there to help you. Now, I'm not going to say you're not going to have some trials and tribulations. I'm not going to say that you're not going to have some things that come up in your life that's going to try to derail you. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying he's there. And as long as you be faithful to him, he's got something better for you planned later on in life. And you just got to have that faith and trust in him that he's going to take you through it. Just like how we explained about the roads, you know, sometimes they believe there's a whole bunch of different avenues. There's not a whole bunch of them. Jesus already told you, he is the way. And we have to believe him. We have to trust him in what he says. You know, we should take advantage of the time that we have together with each other and get our lives right. Because we don't know the hour that he may return. In order for us to walk through the straight gates, we need to stay on the path that God has laid out for us. And we need to get back on track and confess our sin and ask for forgiveness. Because we don't want to arrive at the gates that day when Jesus brings us before his Father with all that baggage on us, with that sin holding us down. We want to arrive there knowing that we've been cleansed with Jesus' blood, that we've asked for forgiveness. We've turned our life over to him. And we know we are right with him, and we know where we need to be. Because that's just what we need to be. We need to have that faith in him. And I know it's been a short sermon. It's been real short, but we just have to stay on that right track. We have to stay on that road. We have to keep Jesus our main focus. As long as we keep Jesus our main focus and we, you know, hold to his teachings and following him, we might not see it here, but there is something better for us on the other side. I believe it. I trust it. I don't believe he will not lie to me. And we have to keep that in mind whenever we go through everything in life, no matter how small we think it is. How small, because that little small thing that you think that's nothing can derail you from your walk with Christ. And that's not what we want. And that's the message I have for us this morning. If there's anything the church can do for you, you can come and stand as we sing the song.